His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's really good to be back here another Saturday evening, bringing forth the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that His coming is near, so we are called to go and sow the seed of His word, so that others will hear the good news and come to know Him. The Word of God tells us that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So we want to hear the Word of God and believe in Jesus Christ our Lord. And those that have already believed, our faith will be built up in Him as we continue to eat of His Word. So we are going to pray and begin. Father, we thank You for this evening. We thank You for what You're doing in our lives. We thank You for Your grace, which is sufficient for us. We thank You for Your new mercies. We thank You for Your love, which never fail. Your love never give up on us. And we thank You, O God, that You are here with us. You are Jehovah Shammah. Behold, You are here. So I thank You, O God, Almighty Lord, that You, O God, Almighty Lord, will go before us this evening. And You, O God, will pave the way, that as Your word come forth, O God, the hearts, O God, will be receptive to Your word. Father, we thank You that our dependence is on You, and we thank You, Holy Spirit, that You are near. You are so close to us, O God, and we thank You that You are our help. So I praise You, O God. I give You glory, honor, and praise as I look to You by faith in no other name but the name of Jesus. And I say amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are still in the Epistle of James. Last week, we started chapter 4. And we stopped at verse 9, and that's where I want to continue from, verse 9 of James chapter 4. James chapter 4, verse 9, say, be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. So James was commanding the brethren to afflict their souls, to mourn and to weep for the sins of the people. Turn your laughter to mourning and your joy to heaviness. People of God, the Lord is calling us to brokenness. He said, a broken and a contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. And we want to come to that place of brokenness, true brokenness, being heartbroken over this sin-drenched world. People of God, we don't want to be indifferent to sin. We have become cold and callous and not thinking that so many are dying and going to hell in their sinful state. But we want to come to that place again, people of God, where we mourn in Zion. We afflict our souls and weep before God. We have to come to that place where we cry out to God on behalf of our nation, on behalf of the sins of the nation, crying out to God for help and for forgiveness, and that He will awake the hearts of evil men to righteousness. The Lord is calling us again, people of God, to mourn in Zion, to weep and to cry out to God. Let your laughter, James said, be turned to mourning. And many times we are just there having a good time, celebrating and laughing and joking and being merry. But there are so many souls that are just dying in their sins and going to hell. We are to come to that place where our joy turns to heaviness, where we truly start to mourn over the sinful life that others are living, and go forth as the bringers of good news, telling others that Jesus saved. The Lord is calling us, Church of God, to awake from our slumber. Come to that place again where we are truly, truly concerned about the souls of men, where we become passionate again about evangelism, going forth and telling others the good news about Jesus Christ. We are called, people of God, to afflict. James said, afflict your soul, afflict, be afflicted and mourn. We have to come to that place where we are truly, truly moved by what is going on around us and be concerned and cry out to God on behalf of those that are dying in their sins. Matthew 5:4 said, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And people of God, when the Lord sees that we are crying out to him from a heart that is truly concerned for humanity, he will bring forth that sweet comfort to us. The Holy Spirit will comfort us. The Holy Spirit will bring forth answers to our prayers as we continue to call upon him for help. We have to come to understand, people of God, that there is a time for everything under the sun, a time to mourn, a time to weep, a time to laugh. People of God, there is a time for everything. And right now, I believe that this is a time when we should be mourning, weeping over the lost souls. So many lost souls, people of God. We cannot be indifferent to what is going on around us. So many are dying in their sins. And there is no one who is there to go and to tell them the good news. We pray that the Lord God will wake us up to that place where we come to understand that we are called to be that light and salt. We are called to be ambassadors for Christ. We are called to go forth with the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 10 of James chapter 4. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So James reminded the brethren again to humble themselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift them up. And he also is reminding us today, children of God, to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Don't exalt ourselves, but humble ourselves. Walk in obedience to his will, and he shall lift us up. When God lifts us up, then truly, we are truly exalted when he exalts us. But when we exalt ourselves, the word said that we will be abased. We will be put to shame. So let us humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. And his word said, he shall lift us up. Verse 11 of James chapter 4. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judgest the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. So James was warning the saints not to speak evil of each other. Because those that criticize and judge it or condemns his brother, they are criticizing and judging God's law. That person has placed himself above who he is. He is called to be a doer of the law. We are called to live according to the word of God and not to be a judge. So let us come to that place of truly humbling ourselves, as James said in the previous verse, in verse 10. Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. But don't play God. We are not God. We are mere men. God is God. And he is the judge of all things. So let us know who we are and humble ourselves and walk in the light of who God has made us to be. We are mere human beings, made a little lower than the angels. But the Lord has crowned us with authority. And he has given us a work to do. He has called us unto himself and has given us work to do. But we are not there to be judges, to be judge of our brothers and sisters. We are not there to condemn and to criticize and to put them down. But we are called to live the word. Live in front of your brothers. Live in front of your sisters. Live the Christian life. and they will see Christ in you and want to imitate your life. But instead of sitting down and criticizing everything and condemning everything that you see, God is calling us to live the life. You live it. You know how to live it. Live it. But don't be a judge, James said. Don't think that you are going to get away with this, James said. Look in verse 12. There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. James said, who art thou that judgest another? There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy. He said, who art thou? Who are you, a man, that you judge another? So we have to be very careful, people of God. There is only one lawgiver, who is God, who is able to save, mighty to save, and he's also mighty to destroy. So we have to be very careful, people of God, that we are not quick to condemn God's people. We have to be very careful. The word of God said, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. So let us be careful what we are saying and what we are doing to God's people. He is the lawgiver. He is the one who sits on the throne as judge. So we are not in a position, people of God, to be judging God's people. Let us turn for reference to John 3:16-18. John 3:16-18. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So we have to understand the word of God, people of God, and understand. Look at verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned. So he that putteth his faith in Jesus Christ is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So we are not in a position to be condemning anyone. The word said the person who doesn't believe in Christ is already condemned. He condemned himself by not believing in the only begotten Son of God. So people of God, our duty is to proclaim the good news, is to tell others of the goodness of Jesus, that he is the only one that can save us. We are to go forth and bring the good news, be doer of the word. The word said that we should go and tell each other, tell one another, tell the world about Jesus. But we should not become a lawgiver, knowing that there is only one lawgiver, James said, who is able to save and to destroy. Who are you, James said, that judgeth another? So we have to be very careful, for the word said Jesus did not come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He said those that put their trust in Jesus, those that believe and commit to Jesus, is not condemned, but those who chose not to believe is already condemned. So we have to come to that place of understanding God's word and living God's word. Jesus himself spoke in Matthew 7:1-2. He said, judge not that you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. So Jesus was saying, judge not that you be not judged. Condemn not that you be not condemned. Let us not go forth condemning others. But let us know that people of God, that people who do not put their trust in Jesus, has already condemned themselves. So let us not go forth and sitting on the seat as a judge, but let us come to that place of understanding what we are called to do. We are called to go forth with the good news of Jesus Christ, proclaiming the good news. and not be those that go forth condemning and looking for things to criticize. For the word of God says, with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. The same standard that you use to assess the other person will be used to assess you. And sometimes the same problem that you have, you are there and you are trying to shine that spotlight on somebody else. So that when you criticize and when you point out the faults of others, it shows that you are so good, your standard is so high. But many times you are also going through the same thing. You have the same problem. You have that same sin that is besetting you. So we have to be very careful, people of God, and know how to live this Christian life. Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift us up. Let us walk in humility and know that we are completely dependent upon God. We are completely dependent upon the Holy Spirit to enable us to live this Christian life. Of ourselves, we cannot do it, people of God. So let us not be there just criticizing and pointing out the faults of others. But let us come to that place of if we are able, whatever we are able to do to help another Christian to grow, we are to do it. If we are stronger in the faith, let us help the weaker. But let us not criticize them to keep them down. But let us come to that place of understanding what our role is, what we are called to do while we are here on this earth. We are called to go and bring forth the good news and to do good to those that we can come in contact with. So the Lord is calling us, people of God, to just look into our lives, see how we're living. Are we living to please the Lord, or are we living to please self? We want the Lord to help us to really die to this old way of life, die to this old self, this old nature, and let the new nature, the divine nature of Christ be seen in us. Let Christ's life be lived out in us. But we can't do it on our own. It is only through the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that we can live this life. So we want to ask the Holy Spirit to burn out every carnal way in us, everything that is not of God, and to make us more and more like Jesus, that we can reflect him in every walk of life, that we can reflect him everywhere we go, and that we can live among each other in peace and in unity. The Lord is calling the body of Christ to come up higher, to come to that place of humbly submitting to God, resisting the enemy, and he will flee from us. We want to walk in holiness. We want to walk in truth. We want to walk in love. We want to emulate Christ. We want to truly be followers of Christ, imitating him in every area of our lives. People of God, we want to be obedient people. We want to be obedient to the word of God. We don't want to be disobedient. We want to hear what God is saying to us and purpose in our hearts to obey. The Lord knows the hearts. And when we are inclined towards him and when we truly want to change, he will help us. But help us to come to that place where we truly want to please him. We want to please him by living that life of faith, that living an active faith. Our faith should be active, people of God. The word of God says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. When we come to him, we must believe. Believe that he is God. Believe his word. And the word of God said, he will reward those that diligently seek him. People of God, we want to be people who are diligent in our prayer life, diligent in our worship, diligent in our study of the word of God, that we will not stumble on this pathway. For the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And when we choose to obey the word of God, people of God, we will have good success. Every area of our lives will be successful because the Lord is leading and guiding in every area of our lives. Verse 13 of James chapter 4. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go unto such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. So James was saying, we sometimes make plans without submitting them to God. We make our plans. Today we're going to do this. Tomorrow we're going to do that. And we continue to do, you know, all of these things without even remembering that God has everything in his hands. Everything is held by him. Everything consists by him. So we should submit our plans to God. Each time we make plans, we should submit our plans to God. So let us continue in verse 14 and hear what James said. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. So James was saying, you're making all of those plans. You're going to do this today, this tomorrow. You're going to go there next year and do all of those things. You don't know what tomorrow brings. You know not what shall be on the morrow, James said. You don't know. Everything is in God's hands, people of God. So we have to submit our plans. We have to submit everything to him. For what is your life? James asks. What is your life? It is even a vapor. It dissipates in no time. It appears just for a little time and then vanishes away. What is your life? We don't hold our lives in our hands, people of God. Our lives, our times are in God's hands. He knows our times. He knows what is going to happen before it even happens. He knows the past. He knows the present. He knows the future. So what James is saying, when we are making our plans, submit them to God. Submit them to God. Look at verse 15, what he says. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So James was saying, we don't just get up and say we are going to do this or that and make such great plans for even next year or the year after. But we have to say, if the Lord's will, if it is the Lord's will, if the Lord permits, we shall live and do this or do that. We have to place everything to the Lord, people of God. We have to submit all our plans to him, all our aspirations, everything that we want to do or we want to accomplish, we have to place it in his hands. For he holds everything in his hands. Everything is held together by him. So who else should we turn to? We must acknowledge that he is God and that he is in control. We can't behave like we're in control of our lives. We are not. So God is calling us, people of God, to live a life of humble submission to him. If it is God's will, or if God permits, I will do this or do that. But we pray today that we will come to that place where we will be completely submitted to the will of God. And we will say, not our will, O God, but your will be done. We will make the plans and we will submit them to him and say, God, let your perfect will be done in my life. I have made these plans, but I know that without you, I can do nothing. So I place these plans in your hands. And if it's your will, I know that they will come forth. So people of God, we have to come with a humble heart before God. We have to understand that he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. He is in charge of us. He is in control. So we have to come to that place of humbly submitting to him. Lord, Let your will be done, Lord, with your permission. I'm asking you to do this. But we can't just go off ourselves and thinking that we are our own boss. We are not in charge of ourselves. God is in charge. He is in control. And we want the Lord Jesus Christ to be exalted in every area of our lives. We want him to be Lord over everything. Many times we say Jesus is our Savior and our Lord. But many times he's not our Lord, because we are doing our own thing and not submitted to him. He's calling us to submit to him, people of God. All our plans, everything that we're going to do, let us put it in the hands of God and say, Lord, if it is your will, if it is your will, let it be done. We shall come to that place. We want to come to that place where we are completely, completely submitted to the will and the purpose of God in our lives. Verse 16 of James chapter 4. It said, but now ye rejoice in your boasting. But now you rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil. So James was saying to rejoice in such boasting as to what you are going to do at a certain time, without saying, if God permits, then all of your boasting is evil. It is just self-centered and not God-centered. So we have to come to that place, people of God, where we don't boast or brag about what we are going to do, but with all our plans, we put them before God and we ask him to lead and to guide us into all our endeavors. People of God, of ourselves, we can do nothing. So we have to be completely submitted to the will of God. We don't want to go for it boasting that we are going to do this or that, or to achieve this or that, but we have to put everything in the hands of God. We have to come to that place of understanding that God is in complete control and that he has our whole life in his hands. We have come to that place of understanding that our life is like a vapor. This minute we are here, next minute we are gone. But we want to come to that place of understanding who our God is and to know that he is in complete control of everything. We want to understand that the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God stands forever. We have come to the last verse of James chapter 4, verse 17 said, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. And people of God, if we know to do good, we know what the word of God says, and we're not doing it, we are sinning. That's what the word of God says. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So let us be obedient to the word of God. Let us be doers of the word and not hearers only. God bless you all. God bless you. See you again next week, God's willing. And let us pray. Father, we thank you again for your word to your people. Thank you, O God, for illuminating your word to us. And we pray that your word will bring transformation in the hearts of your people as we look to you by faith and give you thanks. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Blessings.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.